So, first of all, thank you for Sonoy, for this convention for music making on free and open source for software, which is Linux is one of operating system that I dedicate my life as a developer. I must say also first that I am Rui Nuno Capella, which this is my website and my domain. I am the developer of many or several pieces of software that works on Linux, based for Linux audio environment, especially dedicated for Jack and for MIDI, ALSA MIDI, and also for Jack MIDI, but that's included on Jack. Okay. First, I do several pieces of software. The most well known of for you all will be what? Ah, QJack Control. Yeah, someone remembers it. It still uses. So, yeah, it's still awesome. But due to Linux distributions are stalled in terms of progressing development of and following development of QJackCTL, they still stuck on the very old version of QJackCTL that is not catching up with the times, with the features and the functionalities that appears on Jack and in Jack 2 and in Jack Dbuzz and their relationship with Pulse Audio and all the stuff that Philippe will talk on the earlier presentation. I don't have a second. I don't have a presentation, so this is a free form workshop, as always. As I've been in LACs, I'm all timer in LACs for Linux Audio Conference. And my first contribution for the Linux Audio world was QJackCTL as a front end to Jack. But we are in Sonoy. We are not in LAC. Sonoy is dedicated for music production, and we shall talk about music production and music making, and not quite technical about development and programming languages and operations of software and such. So I will now diverge for the main point, and the main point of the name of this talk or this workshop, whatever you may call it, and it will be dedicated for using QTractor. QTractor is my major project. It's a very big project. It was the largest of me, and it has a bit of a story, and it's already in the year. As its current form for 15 years, almost. And it started in 2005, when the hardware was only audio. The Rose Garden was only MIDI. There was Muse sequencer that did both, okay, but you can everybody asks me, why didn't you instead of starting a brand new DAW big project of yours, why don't you contribute for one or to other or to the Rose Garden or for Muse? The Muse was the biggest candidate for that. But you know, when I get to at the time, you see, in 2005, 2006, Muse sequencer was a one guy also, Werner, I can't remember the name. Yeah. And the source code was entirely ugly and in German. So, and I don't speak a word in German, so how can I contribute for such a project? So I started my own. That's the starting point of QTractor. QTractor in 2 years was developed in its most core features, and it was presented first at LAC 2007 at TU Berlin. And I always say that TU Berlin was sponsored, the former academic of the Ableton guys. Yeah. Yeah, and at the time, Ableton was only audio also. So it was starting MIDI at that time. And I was kind of saying in the hallways of the LAC 2007 in TU Berlin that Q-Tractor ought to be a clone of Ableton with audio and MIDI. And I have the next 3 years, I'll do something like that, yeah. But that didn't come true 15 years after of that. And we still have only Q-Tractor as we know it now, as a timeline audio MIDI sequencer, which I always say that is not a DAW, but is a sequencer with DAW features. Yeah. How much of you doesn't know a thing about what Q-Tractor is or was? You don't know nothing. You're a newcomer. Or at least never started. And who has started and decided for something else? What you didn't like about Q-Tractor? Can I hear him? Yeah?
I recorded an entire piano piece in Q-Tractor and MIDI. And then, I don't know, I stopped making music maybe? No. I began to write my own software, actually.
You started doing your own software also. So, yes, that's right. So I'm not a musician. I'm a IT professional for a long time, and a programmer and a developer, a freelancer developer also. I do these kind of things, many things, as you already probably know, for too much time. And I do dedicate only as an hobbyist. So it's just a late night job that I used to do it. So, but yeah, it's too much to do, too less time, and I'm also aging, getting old. My interests can diverge now and then, but I still as dedicate for Linux audio and music making as with my software for the world community. One of the big pieces, Q-Tractor, and the latest newcomers for this collection of software was the V1s synths and samplers and as standalone jack applications or the LV2 plugins that can work it out and run it on any host, the LV2 host, like Ardor, like Muse, I think Muse was a late adopter of LV2 plugins. And of course, Q-Tractor and several others. We are talking about free and open, completely free and open software on Linux, because I only do on Linux. Yep. Okay. So let's go how to make music with Q-Tractor. Niels, can you help me? Because I'm no musician, first of all. Yeah, man. But talk about your experience, your bad experience with Q-Tractor. Okay. No, do you have something to do right now over there? Okay, you can sit there and play the music. So. If someone is more experienced or have with an ignition, you can take over the pure job of Niels that he is. He's my slave now. So, well, let's start Q-Tractor, okay? I first before starting this talk, I completely erased my current configuration of Qtractor. So what you want to see is like Qtractor as starts out of the box when we install it, or you compile it. It's just the first time that you run Qtractor. Of course, as a Jack application, it has to be started first by QjackCTL or Cadence or whatever. Jack has to be running, and also MIDI kernel modeler is also to, it has to be also loaded on the operating system. This is the pre-requirements for running Qtractor. Okay, so this is the default aspects and GUI presentation that Qtractor has. As you can see, it looks very bland. Is it simple for you to understand what's going on? What I can do with this kind of software? It's a timeline editor. So you layer tracks on the timeline, tracks, or audio or MIDI, over the canvas. And you work with that in a timeline in a horizontal way. But first, let's customize first the GUI of Qtractor. First, you can put it greater or bigger with bigger aspect. Yeah, that's yeah. One other thing that I'm getting ahead of things, you know, the audio and music making is now based on Jack, and we have to deal with something technical, but every audio producer or sound engineering has to know by heart. He's like, you have to choose your sample rate, working sample rate, which match the Jack one and the audio device that you are working, and the sample formats and the word size, and also the file format size. It's very important. The default one, we go to view the options, or the default that you get is the long time wave Microsoft .wav PCM files, and inside in 16 bits. Yeah, there's nothing wrong about that, but it's quite limited because it's fixed point 16 bit. So you don't have, when you write to this kind of file, you don't have headroom enough, and you can get into severe problems and sounding in like clipping and damage the sound. So the first thing that we have to do, at least, is just making it wave format, but in 32-bit floating point. Okay, this gives you plenty of air room for mixing, for working, and then you only deal with the dynamic range on the final stage when you are mastering and when you are producing the final piece or the final work. So, meanwhile, I suggest you to change for floating point 32-bit because it's also the what matches with Jack native sample format in audio. So that done now, let's do what I can do with this. Yeah, I can record my own music, my own performance, or I can use sampled and standard audio or MIDI files that are already around on your collections, on your, especially on your computer and file system, that we can hear or you can play here and arrange in the timeline. Let's use for some feature that is not quite visible at first time, but is like the file system browser. Let's look like some files, audio files or MIDI files that you can look at this. I know my collection is over here, so I'll go to some sample collection that I already know. Where is it? No? But you can browse it. You can. So let's see. Let's start with the drum loop. Yeah. And see. Well, okay. Let's hear about this. Very bland sound music, or the drum and sound music, because this is a drum and bass collection of samples. And you can just you can browse and preview the sound of each file. You just double click on it, or you use the right click context menu. For example, I'm not always seeing what you're seeing, but that doesn't matter. So I would like. Let's choose the first one. What you can do with this sample file? Yeah, you can. You want to wish to put it on the timeline. So you just drag and drop. You can do this from this browser or from any other file manager on Linux, on desktop Linux, on any desktop. You can use GNOME, KDE, whatever. And you just drag and drop files over the canvas. And then it's arranged, it's over there. So it's now on the placed, located on the timeline. It creates, when I drop a file, this is an audio file, it creates automatically an audio track. And an audio track is something like this, yeah? It has a, you can change the height of the track. Yeah, this is very common pattern on all DAWs, but this is a sequencer with DAW features, and and you place the file that now is called the clip over the timeline, and you can change the position of the clip, and you can even change the size. Instead of but changing the size of the clip, is just adding silence, okay? But you can also say you can time stretch or adapt or adjust the tempo, the monotonic tempo of the timeline, according to this integral clip or integral audio file. Let's look like. So you can see also in this box over there. Here, this is the tempo and the time signature of the piece. What happened? Okay, doesn't matter. Yeah, and you see that it doesn't really match what tempo is on this file. Yeah, the scale or the ruler, the adding ruler, this is metronomic time, is musical time, is not sample time. It's in Qtractor, it's always based on BBT bars, beats, and ticks that you have. It's also called MIDI time, but it's the metronome time, musical time that is expressed on the or is laid out on the ruler. And all divisions that you see here are for metric time, and the current metric is 120 beats per minute. It's BPM. Tempo is expressed in BPM. A beat in Qtractor equals a quarter note. It's a standard quarter note. If I'm talking about some gibberish, technical gibberish that you understand, please raise your hand. Let me explain. Okay. So 4/4. So each bar or each measure has 4 beats or 4 quarter notes, and each quarter note has the length, each quarter note, the standard minima or so quarter note, is this length, or is the note type or the musical theory, yeah, you know what I'm meaning. So, but let's start with. I don't know what the tempo of this file. So I will take for this specific clip, I can do a tool, that there is a tool here that I can scan the file and try to detect the bits or the onsets, and they infer about the time. So he says that the tempo or BPM are approximately 174. Yeah, but you can see, but I know that there are a number of quarter notes or beats, and I can adjust this for more precisely. So I get 174. This is the tempo that when I press OK here, then the timeline, the metronomic timeline is adjusted now to this audio file. So there's tempo 174, 4/4. Yeah, but let's hear it. Yeah. Okay. It sounds like a loop, isn't it? So I dragged it over. Sorry. I can always undo any operation. Undo or redo or repeat the operation. So this is quite seems like a loop, isn't it? Let's try if it is exactly a loop. Okay, I can loop again. When I put my blue lines, which is the vertical cursors will start and end, or start and stop, I just say mark this for start and end for end, and then I press the loop button. And then I say when I play it again, this will loop forever along these two notes, okay? So I already know that the loop is okay, but how can I spread over the timeline? So especially the mouse gestures or the mouse actions have modifiers with shift or control. If I drag one edge of the clip over here, I'm dragging, but key modifiers, it just resizes the clip. He adds silence, but the clip is longer than before. I will undo and put the original position. If I press shift, the shift key, either right or left, doesn't matter, it's the same, and I drag one edge, what will happen? It will make something different. Okay. What happened? This is time stretching. I stretched the clip and the audio over the length, the new length of the clip. So, but that's the other option, is pressing control key. Pressing control key while dragging one of the edge of the clip over whatever, I will dig in. He replicates the clip over the timeline. So now you get a long extension. We have several clips. I'm just clicking on the clips for selecting each one. They are on the same file. This one doesn't get to measures, so it's incomplete. But it is spreaded and unfolded to the new extension. So at least I get three loops sequenced on the timeline using the same file. Yeah. But now you can only hear it because it's looping over the vertical markers, and I will just get the markers off, and this is the very simple operations you can do over the clip while they're playing or while you are arranging and moving things. You can select parts of the clip and splitting clips and end, but they are a special mode, a special mode of selection. It comes also in the same menu. You get There are at least three select modes different. It's when you select, clip at once, one at once, or you can select a vertical range over the timeline, so that you get selected all over the vertically, or you can select, I have to make it very slowly, in a rectangle fashion. A rectangle fashion is like you can select the part that is shaded in blue is the selection, what I call the selection. You can select this as part of the clip. There are two ranges selected, and you can move this. You can delete. Oh, I just file it to delete, but now I just click it. So the click is removed, and the clips now are splitted on the edge that I was the selection. I will undo. You can copy to the clipboard. I hit this button, which is the same, copy. This is the regular clipboard operations. And then I can paste it somewhere else. Let's paste it like this. Just hit here, and they are floating until you can float to the same track or to another track. At least it has to be an audio track, but let's come later when we see the BD functions, which are a lot more complex than these ones. So you just drop here, and now the clips are on a new track, on a new audio track that was created automatically also, just for convenience. And now the sound is layered up. If you play these tracks, let's put them in the beginning. Now you will see a cacophony because they are the same clip placed on different ones. Yeah. So they're playing. But you can solo just the first, or you can solo just the second. Yeah. Now there's no material on this location, but you can start it again. Did I heard something? What's this? Okay, I think everybody is familiar with this, okay? So, familiar with this operation. These operations are always only audio files here, but let's now create some bits of my own and doing some music with Qtractor, original music. I will start a new session, and then let's talk about something else that many people that I've heard for all the time and all the time that Qtractor is in the world, he's playing the world, play the same thing. No, Qtractor doesn't play any sound. I cannot hear anything. I can put yes for audio files over there, but I want to my MIDI that I will write just in a few moments. I want to hear my MIDI, yes, but that's right. Qtractor doesn't have any sound generation. It's just a sound processor, it's a sequencer, and you have to tell Qtractor to how they will render the MIDI. The MIDI can be rendered by an external synth, an external soft synth, or with instrument plugins. And the instrument plugins are placed or inserted on a track basis or in the bus basis. I will talk about that later. But let's start with a new track. How do we, of course, each composer knows how to do their business. I am no composer. I'm just an enthusiast on software development and with an eye with music making. Even I'm a very worse musician. I cannot be called a musician at all. So, but I always start as for IDM, electronic dance music. I like very much, for example, drum and bass from the 90s, which is now called liquid funk or liquid something, it's not a breakbeat, liquid breakbeat, but that's tags that that in the news are calling it. Okay, but I start with a beat, a drum beat or a drum loop or something. Let's start one from scratch. That's the name of this talk or this presentation. Let's start. I will start with a MIDI track. So this is the dialogue for adding a track. I will call it drums. And I say here it is a MIDI track. When I say the type of the track, I have to say if it is either audio or MIDI. Audio track holds audio files or audio clips, and only. A MIDI track holds MIDI data, MIDI events, MIDI notes, whatever. So is it drums? I know by experience that drums is like on the channel 5 on the GM general MIDI map, but it doesn't matter. Let's take it that this is my usual workflow, yeah. And I get the track, but the track is empty. So I have to put a clip over there. Just put the clip. I want the clip to be this length at least. And I hit the button to create new clip. Okay, this is my current track, that is currently as a made current track. When I say add a clip, I'm telling the software to create a clip that will fill in this track this zone or this range, and it will be of course a MIDI clip, and it will have a MIDI file underneath. Oh yeah, let's go to the new clip. Yeah. Oh, what happened? Something most users don't understand also. Why did they ask him this? Nobody asked for me to give you a name. Yes, but you have to give a name to your project or your new sound because it's the first time. It is untitled, it has no name, and I don't know, the software doesn't know where to put the files that you are going to create. You have to put it somewhere. So I will say that we'll call it like Sonos 2009, and is already suggesting this directory. It is an extra 9. Okay. 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 We can do very much. The future. It's okay. Now he suggests that this directory doesn't exist, but he create. Now we get to the part that this is the MIDI clip. This is the usual and the regular piano roll interface for dealing with MIDI. A MIDI clip. What is a MIDI clip? A MIDI clip is a portion of a MIDI file that only deals in key tracks, only deals with one MIDI channel. And only. You only put ear notes or events that applies to that MIDI channel. And the MIDI channel was chosen at the track level, track property was channel 10, which usually done by general MIDI specification or convention to be on the drum tracks or percussion track. So, and why I choose the channel 10? Channel 10 makes me automatically in QTracker to put names on notes. So you have here the piano notes, but each piano or each piano key is assigned to a type of sound or a type of drum sound. By GM map, general MIDI map. So I see that I will put your bass drum, so it's the kick. Also, you have to deal with, I have to introduce new notes. I have to change the edit mode. The edit mode is or the select mode. Edit is off, so to introduce new events, I have to change it to edit mode. Edit mode, turn it on. So at this way, when I click on something, I know that this is will be a bass drum or the acoustic bass drum. Note 45, and it'll put there. Just click, and it put there a diamond that represents the drum hits of that left note. So I will put this on a grid. I will augment the grid for you to see a better way. If you don't follow what I'm doing, please ask. Okay? I have to put this on the beginning, which I'm failing to do at this moment. Oh, you see, this is on the beat 4. I will probably will. So, okay. So they are diamonds. Expressing the drum hits, but I prefer the old-time piano roll as rectangles, and I will just switch off the drum mode. So if I put here on where, which was it? Acoustic snare, this is acoustic snare, no, acoustic drum. I put one hit here, okay? I'm just clicking where the I'm looking. Maybe I don't get this. It's 4 on the floor, as you already know. Yeah. And I'll put maybe the snare, electric snare. Okay. Let's see. Yeah. And here. Okay. We don't need no more. Every beat. This is yeah, you're right. So, sorry. Yeah. I can select the notes and can remove whatever they be when they are blue shaded. They are maybe what I really wanted to do was something like this. Maybe. Let's put on drum mode again. Yeah, it looks a little bit better, like a drum loop. Yeah, let's play it. Remember that cue track doesn't make sounds. Well, I cannot hear anything. Of course, I said that Kutrak doesn't make sounds. You have to use an instrument plugin or an external instrument or an external equipment that you connect via MIDI cables or MIDI connection kits like Jack or Alpha Sequencer. Yeah. So let's use a plugin, okay? I think everybody knows what a plugin is. I'm just resizing the clip to make the thing as short as possible. I only want to take two bars. So, but now how do I add a plugin or an instrument for this sounding? Okay, I have to select which plugin I want to do. I will also show you the mixer, which is my convenient way to access the whole layout or the mixing console and the pull tracks plugins. And I want to add a plugin by right clicking on this menu and adding a plugin. So Qtracker has support for lots of plugins, DSSI plugins or DZ plugins, VST plugins, Linux VSTs. This is Linux compilers and build plugins for Linux, in Linux, with a Linux compiler. And LV2. LV2 is the standard plugin format and specification for Linux and open source software. It is the cutting edge of Linux audio development nowadays, as Philip already been talking. So let's see what LV2 plugins are there. Oh, there are plenty of them. But I want something that says drums. Yeah, I have one developed also one plugin. There is drum key V1, which is a sampler or a rumble sampler that you can add as a LV2 plugin on your DAW. Not necessarily Qtracker. Although the GUI aspect of this is very similar and very matching what Qtracker has, this is not part of Qtracker. This is a plugin, external a plugin that was developed independently, by myself, of course. But but this is not part of Qtracker. It's another piece of software, completely independent. And I want to say that this is the drum elements or the part of the drum kits. And you can also say we see that there already has the drum key names for following the general MIDI map or specification. A very old map from the early 90s or late 80s. And I would say that I have to choose something for a drum, a bass drum. It has to be an audio file. A wave, a FLAC, an OGG, but not MP3. Yeah. And I will. That's it. Already, there's an history. There was an history before the incident. There are drum hits over here. Oh, I double click too fast. Sorry. So this on this folder there are kick drum samples. I will just choose this one, which I to hear directly here. I can click on this black. Oh, I cannot hear anything. Why? It's another pitfall that the plugin was inserted, but it was not activated. So it's not active. It's not processing any sound. I just this black LED says that it's turned off, or bypassed, or not activated. Just clicking on this one. And bring the GUI again. I can see from the mixer that they are producing sound, but Qtracker is not connected to any to something. Oh, it is. I want to go to audio. Oh, sorry, again, audio. Is master audio on? Is on for the system. So why I don't hear anything? Oh, so it was the operator mixer operator was turning down. Okay, you done it well. So we have one sample. Your sample was on the electric snare. You remember? So just choose another sample for this snare. Can be this one, number 4. Okay, it sounds like it is working. Now, I will play the sound, the MIDI clip. Yeah, too lame. Yeah. So what's wrong over here? It's the tempo. Okay, it's too slow. one. So let's make it as a drum and bass tempo or rhythm, and we put it 172, for example. Let's put it play it again. It's faster, but. Faster, but it's still lame. Yeah, but we'll get over it. So. No, but it's not there what I want. I just want to demonstrate how to put more samples. So, but we have probably want to put an iClap, hi-hat. On this to make the or something like that. Let's choose here on the close that I had entry. Let's choose something that makes like a hi hat. Maybe it's this. Maybe okay. Almost, but for the case or in study, yeah, it could be enough. But I don't hear any hi-hats because I didn't put any one. Where is it? Oh, is this is the open, the eye, close the hi-hat. Yeah. Maybe, wrong shot. I just selected it, and I can move it with the mouse or the keyboard. Let's play it. Yeah, pretty lame, anyway. So now I'm editing, of course. Let's make it loop. It's easy also. It loops the clip. So which is now you can listen what you are doing. So let's talk about the grid and the editing according to a grid or a metro beating and sorry, I stopped it. So this is the box that we have here. And it gets to bits. Bits, remember, I said bits in the contractor and in this model is a quarter note, is a MIDI quarter note. So I'll make it down now as a eighth note. The grid now is divisions that you see are according to eighth notes. Did it well or there will be 16? Yes, I did it well, but we are not seeing the grid according with detail. So we're just changing the view. I can put the grid over there. So you now see the old divisions. So let's put more. More hi-hats over here and see. Okay. We're getting somewhere. So, but this is very techno. It's not drum and bass. So we have just to. Maybe. Simple break beats is almost enough. Okay, this is very regular MIDI operations or MIDI editing that you get on a MIDI rolling contractor. Sorry. As I said earlier, this is free form. If you want, if you have plenty of questions at this moment, we can start the questions and answers, please. But let's just talk about something else, then I'll get to the other. The rhythm is a little lame. It's very slow, not very slow, it's very quantized, very robotic. What Qtractor can do about that? I select all the notes, and with tools I can quantize that, or quantize it on a beat on the grid, or I can say that add a little swing. You know the swing quantize everything. So I just add a very little, not for full swing, and just let's see if the things. Improved. Hey, it looks more human or more with more groove. Yeah, right? I can do anything about the notes that are laid out in this way. At this time, I will save something. Just for keeping you on the safe side, and then I make more. Arrangements. Select everything. With the tools, I make now a randomization. Someone will say that is humanization, but I will take the value. The value of the notes is the velocity of the. I will take the. I wanted this random like 5%. It's not fully random, like noise random. So it just changes the. The randomization of the value velocity, not the timing of the. Okay, so it feels a little more human and a little less robotic. But you can walk or use many other features. And another one that I want to show you now is like one of the recent additions to Qtractor. Which is the piano about the piano roll? The piano roll now has his own toolbar for showing time, which is now it's the BBT time and its own tempo and time signature. This is the global tempo and time signature of the whole timeline of the whole session of Qtractor, but you can. Change and make a secondary time signature for this piece, this MIDI clip only. So you can say this that you will be a 7-4-1, and you can see the grid has changed over that. So this is the kind of support for polyrhythm and polymetric on Qtractor. You can express and can compose, make rhythms and roads independently of the main song or the main tempo map. So this way, this clip has a grid, a quantizing grid that is different from the global, and you can put this different for each MIDI clip. So you can have. As many time signatures as clips, there are different from the main track, the main view. Yep.
Can you detect the times the time and speed from playing MIDI So like flexible detection of time by if I just play on the piano MIDI notes that you get the time from. The tempo from the actually played MIDI notes?
No, not directly with hitting the notes. But you can have MIDI clock and read from MIDI clock from what you put on your controller or via jack transport or via time base.
The question is more like if I play live and I change the tempo over the time of playing, if that can be detected in a kind of like
no. not in this way. You can change it, but you have to change the control on your MIDI clock controller originator. That you
okay.
That's the only way. But detecting by you playing notes, and then he's detecting the tempo or the rhythm and or the time signature is I don't know if it can be a future feature, yes, but it's a very tricky. As you could see from the audio, when I was detecting the tempo for audio, for the energy pulses of the PCM audio, the PCM signal, using Aubio library, okay? But this is not very accurate. So you get times that not the real time, the real tempo that you really want. See? Because it's not very accurate. It's not the precision is very subjective. Yeah, and you can fill it for you up, I think. So it's tricky because of that. Yes, there are algorithms. They are very good for that. But I don't really know if the open source community has anything that approaches the professionals and commercial tools that we have on other platforms. For example, for audio, for the time stretching algorithm for making time stretch audio, it's good, but it doesn't work for everything, for every types of polyphonic signals. But Windows and Windows or from Elastic Z-Planes, Elastic Pro, one of the key features in Ableton Live was using that for implementing the warp, for wobbling warp that they can time extract very variously audio frames is really good, but there's no replica on the open source, so they are. That's a gap. That's a fault. Rubber Band, lab from Chris Canham, and I don't know the company of the is good, but works best for some types of audio, and you have to tweak some parameters for working good to other types of other types of signal or other types of sounds. But Elastic Pro works best, works good for for every genre, every type of audio. It's really, really, really effing good. Yeah. Okay. More questions? My presentation, live presentation, is almost off, so it's only short. I always run over. There's no, even if it were 4 hours in a row, I will always run over. It's so many things to tell, so many things to explain, and so many pieces of crap software that they are here made it in my own keyboards. And so more questions, please.
I actually do have a question about the Drum KV sampler that she also wrote, so I remember.
Let me show you.
Yeah, I actually tried to use it a few times, but I'm more like an acoustic drummer, and I tried to program some drums. And I think one thing I noticed was that, like, for example, if you play the same note, like first with the high velocity and then with the lower velocity, then the first note gets muted,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Which is quite unnatural for, acoustic drum situations.
Yeah, but that's the way MIDI works.
I don't even know that many sampler plugins, but this would be maybe one option to toggle in the plugin.
Especially on this series of V1, it is very strict on MIDI interpretation. So a MIDI if you get two MIDI notes on. On the same note, on the same key, the second one actually functions also as a note off for the previous one. That's me the specification. Of course, you can dodge something and you make it something else. You can start a new voice, but then you'll lose control over the length of the notes. But you could be used on drum key V1 or a drum kit sampler, which doesn't have regard to note offs, or you can put it that way. You can turn it this control here note off, so note offs doesn't function. But if you get a second note on the same key, on the same value, the second one turns off the first one.
So I think it's I understand what your point was, that for example, when you have some, I don't know, crash cymbals, the samples are very long usually. So you might expect that when you play two crash cymbals very quickly, that the first one will play till the end, mm-hmm. Even if the MIDI note has ended early.
That's the way for workaround. Put the same sample in different notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So drum key V1 will always cut off the first note.
Yes.
Okay, so there's no way to have like a wrong release that will have two or more voices of the same note.
No, because of the second note is the same value, is applying to the same voice that they are sounding. So it is best. Oh, and a new note, but is the same that is already running. Oh, I have to shut it down because this is a note off, note on in sequence, in direct sequence. But if you put the same sample here, a crash cymbal over here, your crash cymbal over there, there are different notes, and you can put it there until the other stays released, and the second one it will continue voicing as normal. That's a workaround, but the other way, I'm sorry, but it's not. Is the way it works.
Okay, you said in the beginning that Qtractor is a sequencer with DAW features.
Yeah.
Could you go into detail how Qtractor differs from other DAWs? So what's different and why is it more a sequencer?
Because it depends on the history, on how it was developed. It was developed as a sequencer. And a sequencer is just to put material, audio material or MIDI material, media material in sequence and play it back, or you record it, or you play it back in sequence and arrangement, in a sequence arrangement. But it doesn't edit audio, or it doesn't, you can edit MIDI, but that's not the digital audio workstation main function. And you can mix it, what I say is, it has DAW features. Yeah, but it's not a full-blown DAW, monolithic DAW, as the others that you know. Just that. But this historically was conceived for sequencing audio and MIDI material, and especially with MIDI, it was for driving external MIDI, vintage hardware, outboard hardware. It was conceived for that, because at the time was what I have at home. I have some keyboards, synths, vintage synths, analog and digital, from the 80s, and they work. You remember the X7 from Yamaha, the de facto standard for synths. Yes, it was one of the first synths using MIDI, and you can use Qtractor to drive synths like that. It was conceived in the beginning for that, as a sequencer. This is the role of a sequencer, not for making a. Like say, a sequencer is for musicians and composers and conductors, while a DAW, was original for sound engineering and
So. So thank you very much for the talk, for the demonstration, and I'm sure.
Thank you. Thank you.